Welcome back. Well, the manufacturing sector hardly recorded any growth in January. Output was lifted by a tepid 0.3% year on year when the consensus expectation was for a rise of 1.2%. The introduction of a carbon tax above inflation cost increases in water and other administered services may exacerbate the industry's current position. Packaging manufacturer Impact was out with results just yesterday. And here's the company's CEO, Bruce Strong, warning of the impact of those effects on the sector.
If one looks at the incremental knocks, you could be feel a little like the frog in the liquidizer or in the boiling water. If you take the cumulative effect of those knocks, I think you're seeing it in the employment numbers in manufacturing at the moment. So it's carbon tax today. Last year it was sugar tax, which is still there. The year before it was the withdrawal of certain incentives from government. So I think there's a number of factors that cumulatively make for a very difficult environment for manufacturers.
That was Bruce Strong, CEO of Impact. Mialani Maluleke, who's an economist at APSA, joins us in studio now to discuss that commentary, but more so what the latest print suggests about the direction of the manufacturing sector moving forward. Mialani, thanks so much for joining us in studio this evening. Just looking at today's print, It's hard to dispute what Bruce was saying just yesterday regarding the current operating environment for manufacturers locally.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. So I think just in the last 2 days, we've actually had two prints. There's the production numbers that come out today. And you're right, the 0.3 was a big disappointment. I think we and consensus were looking for a number around 1.2%. But for me, what was also more disappointing about today's production data was that when you look at level terms, January compared to December, we're actually down 2% month on month. And if you look at the 10 subsectors that Stats reports on, 10 of those were down and only two were up. And I think the one that was up was wood manufacturing, and the other one was TV, media, related to output. But the other thing that we got yesterday, and I think it speaks to this feedback that's coming through, was the business confidence index for the manufacturing sector, which fell from an already low level of about 30 in Q4 to 25. And you remember that in terms of how the Bureau for Economic Research compiles this particular index, a business confidence of 25 essentially means that 75% of the businesses that were polled in Q1 were saying that business conditions are not satisfactory. So I think Q1 is not looking great for manufacturing. It's something that we've also seen in the manufacturing PMI.
Absolutely. And it's interesting how, we've had companies report over the last couple of days, Impact being one of them that sits within that 75% grouping. Right. A player like Metair, so much more optimistic and clearly sitting in the 25% camp at this stage. But what it does is also, influence expectations and where it should be, when you're hearing such differing views from companies, depending on who you're listening to right now. The market, as you say, as opposed to the substantial 2% month-on-month decline, had been expecting production to decline by a more modest 0.5% month-on-month. So, given what's at play, are we being simply too unrealistic about where that bar of expectation is being set?
Yeah, so I think a lot of people were looking at the last three quarters for manufacturing. You remember that when we had the Q4 GDP data, I think that last week, we had that 1.4 growth. Manufacturing was a very big supporter then. And people were thinking, we had the January manufacturing PMI, it was around the neutral level that perhaps, we could see some of that momentum that we've seen in Q2, Q3, Q4, so be carried over into Q1 as well. But unfortunately, it wasn't to be. And for me, when you look at the broad-based nature of that contraction on a month-to-month basis, you realize that, maybe we were a little bit optimistic about what 2019 could look like for manufacturing.
That being said, how discerning do we have to be when it comes to analyzing these numbers and, scrutinizing, for example, export versus domestic demand and, what players are catering to at this stage?
It's a really good point because I think there's been a big divergence between, for those manufacturers who mostly face domestic demand and manufacturers who, I think, sort of mostly outward oriented. There's been a big divergence. And I think one area where you see that big divergence is in vehicle sales, because we have seen in the last 3 months, for instance, vehicle exports, double-digit growth. But you look at domestic vehicle sales as an example, it's quite poor. It's been contracting quite sharply in the first couple of months of this year. So I think it's actually something that's also reflected in the GDP data, right? I mean, you look at South Africa's growth last year, 0.8%. You know, world output, world GDP is expected to have been about 3.5% or so. So I think there is certainly some divergence between those businesses that are more outward oriented and those that are facing the domestic demand situation.
What's going to lend further impetus to that, of course, is government's ambitions. We heard President Ramaphosa in his State of the Nation address just last month suggest that the government is going to be focusing on manufactured exports. Yeah. Do you think that the focus is too much within that arena as opposed to trying to trigger and develop local demand?
Yeah, so it's a good point. I think it's clear that domestic demand is a key part of the growth story, and I think it should not be ignored. But government's ability to come in and play a stimulatory role for economic activity is now very limited, because what you have seen, for instance, in 2008, 2009, when we were hit by the global financial crisis, the government was in a really good position to sort of effect proper fiscal stimulus. But now they can't do that because government finances are really tight. So I think the key going forward will have to be lifting private sector confidence. That domestic demand will have to be generated by the private sector. But I think without confidence, it's going to be very difficult for us to see that.
Especially in the context of, our competitive advantage being whittled away at as cost pressures rise increasingly.
Absolutely. So, I mean, just last week, NERSA came through. I mean, there's no doubt that Eskom would have been very disappointed with what they got from NERSA. But they're still getting a very big increase of 13.8% this year in electricity tariffs. It's a big hit on consumers, but it's also a very big hit to manufacturers. A 13.8% increase in electricity costs, particularly for energy-intensive users, is not something that you can just ignore.
Absolutely. Let's leave it there, Mialani. Thanks so much for having joined us in studio this evening. Mialani Maluleke is an economist at APSA.